And finally, it's time for our Gene of the Month, and this time it's Spock. Named after the pointy-eared first officer of the USS Enterprise in Star Trek, Spock is one of a number of genetic mutations that affect hearing in zebrafish. And yes, it does give them little pointy ears. It may seem a bit strange, but little zebrafish do have ears and an auditory system. Spock is one of a number of zebrafish mutations involved in ear development that were identified in a large screen run by German researcher Janni Nusslein-Volhard, who's known in genetic circles for her large-scale discovery of faulty fruit fly genes. By searching through thousands of embryos created by mating male fish that had been exposed to DNA-damaging chemicals, the team found nearly 60 mutations giving them faulty ears. As well as Spock, an obvious name for the fish with pointy ears, many of the other gene faults affecting the shape of the fish's ears have appropriate names, including boxed ears, earache, dog-eared, big ears, earplugs, and headphones. There's even a Van Gogh mutation, after the painter who famously cut off his ear. Regular listeners might remember that there's also a fruit fly gene called Van Gogh, but that's a different gene. It's involved in bristle patterning. That's all for now. I'll be back next month with all the latest news from the world of genetics. Until then, if you've got any questions or feedback, just email me at genetics@thenakedscientist.com. You can also get in touch through the main Naked Scientist Facebook page or tweet me at Naked Genetics. Every episode of the Naked Genetics podcast is on iTunes and online at nakedscientist.com/genetics. The Naked Genetics podcast is brought to you in association with the Genetics Society, online at genetics.org.uk. I'll be back next time for another peek inside your genes. Until then, as the Vulcans say, live long and prosper.